What's up, After Buzzers? We're here for Queen of the South, Season 2, Episode 4, El Beso de Judas. We got some traders here cooking up in Sinaloense in Mexico, guys, so tune into the show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know how to dance
to this. I don't know. What do you do?
Usually you do that, like you're dancing with someone. It's like, like back and forth. My dad likes to pull out this.
Aw. Say hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad. How you doing? What's up, guys? Welcome to the Queen of the South After Show. So glad you guys are here to join us. We're talking about episode 4 today, El Beso de Judas. Oh, a lot to talk about, guys. You can find me, Leslie Ambriz, on Instagram and Twitter at In Less Than No Time. And I'm joined by my super awesome host.
Hi, guys.
Over here.
Back again this week. Everybody, we're complete. We're a group, you know, we're back. But find me on Instagram and Twitter at MO Classified.
And I'm Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. Yeah, the crew's back again, guys.
Yeah, we are.
We went from together to missing you to having a guest.
Definitely.
And then back to the three. Us. The yes. Three amigas.
I love yes. it. The three amigas are great.
Amazing. You guys, Güero, James, and Teresa all in one room.
That love right. triangle, episode. Though. Oh,
I don't know. I mean, let's talk about them first off, and then we'll kind of spiral back to everybody.
Okay.
So, do you guys, question, do you guys think that James and Teresa are, just based on the end scene and based on next episode's kind of little preview that we got, do you think that's over or that's something that's gonna just get even more dramatic?
I think it'll be more dramatic.
I think the heat's coming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think she's like, oh, I was, they were so close.
Right.
Every
right,
time.
Right.
We still get, Team like, James all the way.
Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely.
I don't Team like James. Widow.
Yeah,
I don't trust
she can't quite let go of him, and she's kind of slipping up behind him right now, which I don't like. But at the same time, I think she'll eventually like let go, and I don't know. I feel like James is gonna continue to pursue, even though he's like seeing what's going on and all of that. I feel like he'll still like not take that loss so easily.
I mean, James,
I think he's gonna work a little harder.
Yeah, because he even said, "I want to protect us," and that us.
There was a lot of us.
There was a lot of us there, and I was like, "Ooh, so it's inclusive." Like, I know that Güero keeps saying, "I love you," but like his actions don't prove that. I feel like words are words. I feel like James doesn't have to say the words for you to know.
Right.
So I'm just like
the little looks,
the little looks, and the like
open. Yeah.
He was gonna take a bullet for her.
Right. He's like, you He's think like, that's you what won. You need, but I'm going to show you what you need.
Yeah, so we're kind of giving you guys...
I'm going to show you what you need.
I'm going to show you what you need, girl. Can we also pull up that live chat just to see who else is up and talking to us
talk
on
to
YouTube?
Us, people. Talk
yeah.
to us.
Yeah, so let's go back then to what kind of brought us to that scene with these guys. So we start the episode with a flashback 36 hours earlier, and... It's this anonymous, which we find out is the radio host, like the radio station that's playing this song that a banda member had played at a wedding that Epifanio was at, but it was not a very nice song.
I know, it was funny.
I was not
funny
expecting
to me.
That.
Yeah, it was funny. Definitely not a nice song, but definitely funny, and just like seeing all the reactions while it was playing. Yeah, I was like, oh, I can't believe, like at first I had to like, it had to register for me, like, is that what's really going on, or is that what they are really saying? And I'm like, oh wow, that's what they're really saying.
I'm sorry, but why would you be that big of an idiot to write a song about a governor who used to run the cartel? Like, how dumb can you get?
I know.
Like, you're literally being like, I'm a target, come hit me.
Right.
Like, no.
Right. I wonder,
sorry.
Yeah, he was put up to that.
I would honestly, my prediction within this episode, and I think we'll see it later on in the season, is that Cortez is the one that's got him to sing the song.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can see.
Because we even see him at the end at the radio station, like, just raising up the volume and kind of basking in it. And I feel like if your friend or who you love so much and you're loyal to doesn't like something because it's, like, hurting them, you wouldn't necessarily be basking in that and enjoying it, too.
Well, I definitely don't think they're friends.
No.
Like, I think that Cortez is literally using Epifanio as, like, a step stool. Like,
oh,
he's, like, putting his foot on top of his head, like, I'm going to...
And we see
you.
That this whole episode. I mean, so not only the song is just a small part of it, but we see that he steps over Epifanio and tells Boaz, that Manuel Jimenez's brother, that he can now do the day-to-day operations, right, as long as he kills his brother in the limo, like, right in front of Epifanio.
Couldn't believe that
either. Oh, my God. Yeah. I just, like, all of us went,
right, right. Oh, and they always do that to us, like, unexpectedly, just, like,
because it's not somewhere that you would like, you wouldn't have expected it to happen there. You think, like, oh, they're in good company, they're together, they're fine. But even Epifanio says, well, the man that killed his own brother, like, he's a Judas. And then, which brings us to the title of the episode. And then Cortés says, yeah, but he's our Judas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think later down the line, and let me know if your prediction is different, that we're going to see Boaz, his betrayal towards Epifanio and Cortés kind of play out.
Definitely. Against both of them?
I'm hoping it'll be against Cortés, and that'll kind of be his fall a little bit.
I think Boaz isn't as smart as we think he is. Like, his brother was already talking crap about him to Camila, which is probably in turn why Boaz made the decision to, like, off his brother.
Yeah.
But he was just getting a leg up before his brother did it to himself. But I just don't think he is as calculated as Manuel or business savvy or intelligent. So I think he will be his own demise. Okay. I don't think he'll even get a chance to come
back.
You think
he'll be like a Batman character, like, just kill him off right away?
Probably. I don't think they'll have him do his bidding till they won't anymore. And then,
so you think his brother would have eventually got killed off, but he's going to get killed off as well?
No, I didn't think Manuel would ever get killed off.
Oh, gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
No, no. Okay. I thought Boaz would, like, he was saving himself because Manuel was going to kill him regardless.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I don't think Boaz is smart enough to outsmart Epifanio and the Colonel.
Right.
I think one of them will kill him. I don't think he'll ever go alliance anywhere else.
Okay. I agree.
He won't be around long enough to have a different alliance.
Yeah, probably like second episode, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we have Camila and Epifanio back together again.
Little dance.
I loved it.
It was
I know I'm not supposed to, but I really like them together.
I know. I think they like themselves together as well, but just going through, you know,
the power
rough
struggle.
Patch. Yeah, power struggle indeed. Power struggle. But yeah, it was interesting seeing them. You know, I feel like nothing went away. Even though they're like in this big war, like, the love is still very evident.
I think they'll end up coming back together in order to throw the Colonel off. That's a prediction.
Like
they always say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Right.
I think that the Colonel will ultimately be an enemy of both parties.
Right.
So they
getting away with.
Yeah, they may not hate. They may still hate each other, but your foe is my foe, and I'm going to help you get rid of that person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that there might be an alliance there.
I can see that.
There's
too
much spice there to not.
I would like to see that, because Camila's business, as we see, is kind of going down the drain. Every time,
she's
poor girl, every time she tries to finally get it back up going again, somehow the DEA or somebody else like just stops her in her tracks. So I like that prediction, Candace.
I mean, they kept saying throughout the entire episode of, like, but that's my daughter's father, or that's my daughter's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because of Isabella, I think they're like, she is the uniting force.
Right.
Whether or not she's happy with either of her parents, she is the bond between the two of them, and they'll be willing to fight to go against anyone that's going to go against her family.
Which is interesting to see that she is the strong point, because in the past episodes we've seen her as the one that's the weak point for both of them.
Yeah,
right.
So now that they've kind of flipped the switch, damn, these writers are good.
Right?
Yeah.
So good.
Isabella, she just wants it to be a perfect world so bad. And I'm just like, can you really believe that your dad is just a changed person?
No, it's not going to happen that
way. Right, but
I
feel like she's like being like that, you know, naive and just like, my dad's changed. Like, everybody needs to hop on board and believe this with me as well. And
I wouldn't
like,
say that she believes it, but I think she wants it to be true so bad that she's just in this kind of delusional state of mind.
And wants everyone else to be in that same state of mind.
And I don't think she knew as much about her father as she thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always, like, our parents are still so much of, like, this... like,
I'm
big thing. Yes,
parent.
We always have this big idea about our parents of, like, we honestly don't know them outside of being our parents.
Right.
We don't know them as children or as people or as, like, all these other parts of their life. And I think she had such a facade of her father, and I think that she's getting completely disillusioned now because of that song. Like, you could see the shock on her face, and then it's slowly, like, puzzle pieces clicking together where she's like,
Oh. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't really realize who your parents are until like a little bit older than what she is right now. Like as you
you start getting to know them as a person.
Yeah, like oh, this is what was really going on. Exactly. And then at the same time, Camila told her like, you'll eventually realize who your dad really is. Like, he's not who you think he is right now, but once you realize, you'll think of me and you'll be, you know, you'll figure out where I'm coming from right now. Mm-hmm.
And I think that song played an important part. Mm-hmm. That song just very symbolic in this episode, right on time. For sure.
I think she'll start having to accept them. Like, both of her parents are in the same business. Like, that's the reason why she has a roof over her head. And I think as much as she's pissed right now, I think as she's coming to the realization and a coming of age, I think she's also going to start being like,
They are who they are.
You know what? That is what it is, and I'm going to get on board too.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well.
Yeah.
She's the Narcos princess.
Oh, she might own up to it.
Maybe. Possibly. I mean, we have Quique, who's introduced. Mm-hmm. He's a part of the Jimenez family, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which so we also heard a little bit last week from our guest.
Right. That this she was said coming this episode. Out. Yeah,
so we have Michelle Duval, who's a telenovela actor and musician. So he's kind of bringing his crowd over to Queen of the South, which is nice. Because even Rosie talked about how telenovela stars have this, like, national...
Right.
International. Just, like, international. Like, it's huge.
Yeah, thank you. International, worldwide following. So the fact that that's being brought on a national basis with USA is really cool. I mean, I'm excited to see kind of the little star-crossed lovers storyline between them, too.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yes. Ooh.
It'll be fun.
I didn't realize, duh, like, he was at the wedding. Like, I should have put that together.
No, it's okay. It was very, like, subtle.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. I was like, wait a second. Oh, yeah, they are really good.
It's as I was, like, writing and, like, putting, like, last names in, like, in my notes, I was like, oh, yeah, Jimenez cartel.
Yeah.
And he said about his cousin who had called her the Narcos Princesa that was there. We have, oh, Russell, thanks for joining us today in the chat.
Hey, Russell.
He goes, he was shocked when Boaz killed his brother. Us too. And then I liked Manuel, and he says, I liked Manuel, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I was seeing some sexual tension between Camila and Manuel. I think that's just Camila having...
that essence.
Yeah. Right. She's just a very, like, sexy woman, and she uses that to her advantage.
I think power is sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and she evokes it completely. Like, she owns herself. So I think she... I mean, she's letting all the men be her pawns. So exactly, Of course there's going to be some sexual tension.
She knows. If the men aren't strong enough, like, they could succumb to it.
She knows it's going to bring him down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she uses that.
Well, he's down now.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Moment of silence. Oh, my gosh. And going back to Cortez real quick, that assassination attempt, we get told that Boaz tipped off Cortez that it was Manuel's cartel. I think that's a big fat lie.
I think it's the colonel. I think it's Cortez. I think he is completely, like... he's after Epifanio. Of course he is.
I honestly wouldn't doubt it if he saw the chemistry again between Camila and Epifanio at the wedding. And that's when he kind of jumped quickly to Boaz and came up with this backup master plan saying, well, I can't blame it on Camila anymore because you're not going to turn your back on her. So let me turn it on this other rival cartel.
Right. Yeah. He probably thought what him and Camila had was just like completely done. And it's like, oh no, like... they're entwined apart. Or, you know, they're not as war as I thought they were.
Like, they about to make love on the dance floor.
Right? So, like, reapproach.
I did like the line that Camila said. And she's always full of, like, the most amazing lines in the whole show.
Yeah.
But when she said, I can smell his ambition from here. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I think, is the reason why it informed my, like, vision of these two having an alliance. Because they know, like... there's no one more, like, power-hungry than someone that's, like, trying to, like, one-up everything. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's that ambitious, he's willing to do anything and whatever it takes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and nobody likes people like that. They usually
kind of kill herself off.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I'll be so happy when Cortez is gone, to be honest.
Yeah. Seriously.
I know that last week Sandy said he's, like, the nicest person on set and the soul full of all this wisdom, but as a character...
Exactly. We don't know you off set.
Yeah. Well, I did see all their social media recently, and, like, she was at his... I think it was his birthday or, like, a family member's birthday, and there was, like, videos. And I saw him, and I automatically, like, had chills. I was like, oh, no. But he seemed so sweet. He was so happy. They were cooking out. So, yes, I'm sure he's a very nice person.
Gives a nice nod to his acting in a positive way. Yeah, that we're able to hate him so much.
Right. It's like that weird, like... when someone smiles and it's an evil smile, it just gives you chills. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, ooh.
Like, you can tell. I feel like you can read a lot in how, like, people's reactions and expressions and in their eyes. And he definitely sells it.
Right. Yeah, he does.
With every one of them. And then we have the next other storyline on the other side going on in Dallas, Texas. We have Teresa and Güero. This storyline that, dear God, I did not think it was going to go on this way.
Right,
there you go. Drink it up, girl. Because everyone knows that Güero's alive now. Right. Everybody. And Bote tries to knock some sense into Teresa.
Right.
So what did you guys think of that scene when she kind of... What was your initial reaction when she opened the door and you saw Bote kind of with a gun to her head?
She's slipping. That's what I was thinking. Like, you're really slipping. Like, you're not, you know, what is it? Tying the ends or, you know, just like... There are a lot of loose ends, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like people are sparing her. Like, she could have been killed off by now, too. Like, they don't really give second chances. Yeah. So I feel like they're sparing her for some reason.
I mean, she's an asset. Like, they're going to keep her because of it. I mean, because of that. And because she's a good person. Like,
But you know the cartel. They don't care about a good person.
Right, but
they don't care about second chances.
Yes, but... Yes, and I also believe because she's a good person and she's making these moves, she justifies them. Mm-hmm. Like, if their person's not getting killed, there's a reason why, and she has a plan. She's not going to do that unless she knows she's saving her own ass at the same time, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not going to put her ass out on a plate because of that. But I don't know. I really liked the way, like, Pote is protecting her. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the only one I think she can really trust.
Her ride or die.
Right. As Rosie said, I don't even think she can do that with James. Like, as much as James loves her. No! James is completely for Camilla.
Right.
Like, if she...
That's tough.
I think
she could be like that with James.
Switch over.
I would love to see him switch over, but I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more life-threatening situation to make him get
switch over to the side. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be the best. And I like what you said, how she's always out just to, like, kind of save her own ass. I think that we see that selfish side of her creeping in even more. Because, it's out of the kindness of her heart and wanting to be good. But we have to remember that she's also the one that will end up, as the DA agent said, in a federal hole if she also gets caught.
And she knows that.
Yeah.
Like, she's not willing to, like, go down without a fight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I wonder, it'll be interesting to see if they do. I know we saw a little bit of a Teresa versus Güero, but it'll be interesting to see that more on an epic, like, scale where she really has to choose, like, am I going to give myself up to save him in a situation, or am I going to let him kind of fall down?
I think
she's not going to give herself up.
Yeah.
No, never.
It'll be whittled down before her, for sure.
I'm interested to see if that happens during this next episode, because the previews looked like, it's getting intense, guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys felt about seeing the previews, but I was like anticipating the next episode already.
We'll definitely discuss all that in predictions, because I feel like we all have a lot to say about that. And then, I mean, we got Isabella, we got it was a good episode, but it was very, like, it was condensed very well, where we can kind of break it up into little sections. So the DA agent, the guy, I didn't grab his name.
Which one?
Long hair. Oh. He gets shot.
Yeah. I can't remember his name. I'll have to look
just
it up. I'll look it up.
You like, know, the hipster-looking DA agent. He literally looks like he would, like, kick back, like, a PBR.
Oh, I'm sure. He probably does on the job, to be honest.
Most likely. But Güero shoots him down that we see. So I see that Güero is willing to... He's not the selfish one, it seems, in this point. Which I always thought he was.
Right.
He's willing to put him, Teresa over himself.
Right. Well, I'm still not sure about that either.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah, like, I feel like he put her over them, you know, the DA and all of their crew, but I still don't think he would, like, completely put her over himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think everybody's out for number one right now.
Yeah.
Except for James. Uh-huh. James is the only one that would lay his life down for Camilla or Teresa.
Right. Right.
I honestly, and I'm going to be, like, the op completely alone here now that I know your guys' opinion. but I think that both guys right now, it's like Teresa is their whole world. As long as they can save her, like, that's all that matters to each of them at this point. And, I mean, I'm sure, like, it'll be tested later on. And
right.
one of us will be right, and right. then we'll laugh at the other person next time that we find out. No, just kidding. All love here.
Like, how did y'all feel about, I don't know, what do you think that James was feeling when he just saw, like, Vanessa taking up for Widow?
Oh, you could see his face.
Seeing him, like, walk away, you know, together. Oh. Like, she followed him. He was like, come on, guys, let's go this way. And she's just like, without a doubt, like, I'm following Widow.
I want to say it was like a 5-second moment of him like, ah, damn it. And right. then the other second right. of like, okay, let's shrug go. It off. Yeah. I'm good. Because he did say he's like ex-military in the last episode. Right. Last episode he did say that. You know, so I feel like he's willing to compartmentalize his feelings.
Right.
Like, he knows, okay, yeah, this is work now.
Right. It's the time.
Can't
place
be with
for everything.
Her, but yeah. I need to get the hell out of here and save my own butt.
Mm-hmm. Finnerman.
That's it. What's his name?
The DEA's name is Finnerman.
Finnerman. Okay. It's never honestly, when you said it right now, it sounds like a whole different language.
Would have never
Finnerman.
Got it.
She's switching over to something.
Yes, I don't know what I'm switching over to tonight. I was really, like, when I get hung on something, I have to find it.
No,
IMDb
that's amazing.
Is my best friend.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad that you were able to yes. do that. Thank you so much. Candace is like the number one, like, social media, like,
researcher,
look up something
yeah.
fast, researcher. Yeah, last time she was like with the questions,
iPad,
like, real quick.
Phone under the pocket.
No, I love it. You've got it set. And then we do see again, it's funny how everything goes back to Cortez in this episode. Mm-hmm. With the Jimenez cartel that was going to give 200 kilos of cocaine to Camila. Mm-hmm. So they set up, but it turns out that Boaz sent Rivas, which was one of the Jimenez cartel's men, mm-hmm. to tip off the DEA.
Right. So does that kind of counteract what you were thinking about, though, with, like, with Cortez saying mm-hmm. that he picked Boaz, like, last minute? Or do you think he was already planning it and just kind of, like, said that he did the assassination attempt?
I think it was planned by Cortez for sure. Yeah, I mean, I still think that we might see Boaz become like somewhat of an important character, whether mm-hmm. it's for like I think maybe for the whole season, or whether it's for a few episodes, one episode. Yeah, but I think that we've seen his kind of like drunken, dumb side, but with this show, like, you have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt because you don't know like the power within that they have.
I mean, he killed his brother.
True. Yeah,
that's true.
He's willing to kill his own brother. It, yeah. Like, that to me shows that he's willing to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So if, whether it's him working by himself or he grabs somebody else who's more powerful to kind of try to take over Cortez.
Right.
That's what I see. But
what happened? Emily, is it Kia?
Kiss.
What happened to James' girlfriend, wife?
I don't know. She's irrelevant now, I guess.
Yeah, wait, did we talk about that? And am I missing something? Was there anything talked about that in this episode?
No, there was nothing about her. I think Emily's just wondering,
if... Oh, got it.
Maybe she'll...
Sorry, Emily.
Yeah, maybe, like, she'll become an important part of one episode.
She might.
Something.
Or sometimes you've seen, like, in shows where you have this character that might have had, like, a lot of holds mm-hmm. for, like, one season, and then they just completely disappear.
Right.
Kind mm-hmm. of fall off the face of the earth.
I could see her possibly coming back to intrude him into Vanessa's love affair, you know, just like when you think everything is going all smooth and stuff, and they might make it happen, it might make it work, and she just like,
wait, I didn't even know she existed. Did I miss something?
The girlfriend, I think she was more evident in last season.
Okay, that's a throwback. Sorry, I was like, wait a second, I haven't seen her all season.
No, at
all. Missing something. Okay,
you're good. Yeah, I would like to see that then if they do bring her back. Because they always do that in these, like, will they, won't they.
Right.
Some random character out of the woods that you completely forgot about comes in at the last minute.
Yeah. Right. To interrupt what you thought was going to be, like, a perfect little
love
story.
Pause for a little love affair.
Seriously. I mean, I feel like that's pretty much everything that happened in this episode. Shall we jump into predictions?
Yeah. I mean, what I really loved, like, you said it was condensed, but I think they're going so much more into character development in this episode, and I think it was definitely, like... I always feel like there's a necessaryness of at least one episode where you're, like, building more of the backstory and, like, character depth. Like, I really feel like Isabella is going to come into her own in the next few episodes just because relationship, number one. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to date someone that's part of the cartel, another cartel. Like, I think that might twist. You know, when you're in high school and you're dating someone, everything changes.
Yeah.
But, like, I loved seeing her development and seeing Epifanio and Camila's development, so I was really pleased with this episode, actually. Mm-hmm. There wasn't as much action,
yeah,
but Right. I definitely like enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, every series does have that one episode that kind of sets it up.
You kind of have to. Yeah. So that way they're like, you're not throwing in all these random storylines while there's a bunch of like action going on. You have a little bit of like, oh, so that was all set up for something that's happening in 4 episodes from now that we need to like have.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah, so it was a good little like plateau, but with a lot of info.
Exactly.
With a lot of info. Yeah. I like
just
it.
All of it.
Yeah, they stuffed it in.
No, for real. So yeah, definitely a lot of character development that I feel like we've gone over, but let's jump into those predictions real quick.
Mine is a prediction, but not a prediction.
Oh, here we go. There it is.
Mo, you
I was waiting for it.
After Buzz TV predictions.
That just makes me feel like they're going to come true with this music.
Right? Makes me feel like Halloween.
Yeah, right? We just like bust down in costumes within that.
They did have some masks, though. Those were kind of cool.
Those were killer.
There was like 1, 2, boom. It was just like really slick.
We should wear them next week.
We need to find some. Yeah. Guys, if you guys know where to find masks like that, hit us
up.
Because I want to.
I feel like no one's going to watch. They're going to tune in and be like,
no, they will.
No, they're going to be like, I can't see that. What's going on?
Right.
Mo, you said you had a prediction.
Yeah, somewhat of a prediction. I'm just trying to figure out or wondering like how they're going to treat Weta now that he's trying to be a part of the team. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like they're not convinced, and we heard in like the next episode she's saying like you can only have a certain amount of time with him, you know, in one day or something, so it's just like obvious like they don't want them together, but we just need you for this little plug right here, and then we're gonna throw you out. I don't know how they're gonna throw him out. That's gonna be interesting. Will they kill him off, or you know what, and will Theresa have to go down with him, or you know, how is this gonna take a toll on her and Camila's relationship?
There is in the, like, little preview that we got, he says something like, oh, I don't think they want me to leave Bolivia.
Right. Mm-hmm. So right. And that's what I'm thinking, like, they're going to try to trap him there or something like that. Somehow, some way.
I don't know. I feel like Camila is very much about loyalty, right? And she's very much about the game, essentially. So I feel like if he proves himself to be a worthy person or a good pawn until he's expired and he has no more use, I think she's going to use him till she can't use him anymore. Right. So if he proves himself on this next trip, I think he'll be there. But I think if he interferes with Theresa and starts having that thing, I think Camila's just going to be done with it. Like, she is not one to like let romance come in the way of her business.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I think she'll just be done with it. So I don't know. To be honest with you, I could also see it going another way where they form an alliance, Camila and Guido, and then like Theresa like changes her tune. I don't know,
because we do see she does end up by herself with only Bote at the end of the show.
So what if Guido becomes like Camila's alliance and then they somehow split off into separate cartels?
What if they fall in love?
I
don't know about
that. No, then he has to deal with Epifanio.
Right.
I would not want to get in.
Yeah,
I don't think she can like, she wants a younger man. I think she wants, like,
she wants power.
But
power.
You never know, because, like, that's also a plot twist in some storylines or series. Mm-hmm. It's like the powerful woman might not want the powerful man. Like, they just want somebody, you know,
like a toy
of lower stature. Yeah, like, all powerful women.
I hate saying
women
that. I'm sorry.
That. Yeah.
That sounded really rude. I apologize.
You're speaking about characters. Yes. You're
fine. This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Candace would not normally speak about
no,
we
no,
got
no.
some more predictions
like
in
yeah,
the chat.
Oh, are there more? Oh.
Russell says, my prediction is that Theresa is going to kill the DEA informant before she gets crowned queen.
That's true, because we still have...
So killing Guido, correct, Russell, I believe? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Guido is a DEA informant. We're not talking about the other girl.
We also have the other DEA agent who's now...
Ooh.
Even more, I feel like it's going to be him versus Weddle will be another storyline that we
see. Yeah.
The one that came to save
The one that came
Finnerman.
With Finnerman.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if the DEA ends up offing Weddle? What if he's the one that comes after for a vendetta and like knocks him out?
Yeah. That would be interesting,
Possibly.
So many ways that Weddle
ruthless,
died.
Ruthless, right?
Yeah.
Guido is like not safe at all.
Right.
Like, run away.
He should have. He should have ran to Costa Rica.
Yes.
No,
with
Emily
a margarita
said,
in hand.
I forgot. Were any of you guys scared for Theresa when she lied to Camila? Oh. And I definitely was. I was like, oh my gosh. but that Camilla would ask him the same question.
I was
and
too.
He would answer wrong. Oh, yes. I was thinking the same thing. Oh my thing. God. I was thinking the exact same thing.
I thought Camilla was just going to turn. Well, we know that Tejas is not going to die. Right. Like, we know that.
Right.
I have that safety in my heart that I know that she's not going to die right now. Uh-huh. But
she was thinking so, like, really quickly, though. She's just like, no, I didn't know. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
I was like, you
don't
should
lie to Camilla.
Yeah, don't lie to her.
No, she'll sniff it out.
Right.
I feel like she knew in that mm-hmm. moment, too. Right. She's like, okay. Like, she's too important for her to kill her, but she did give her that little threat of, like, oh, I guess we'll only dig one hole today, then.
Right. But she did pick right. At least she picked Camilla's side, so I think that's why she's getting a little bit of grace.
Yeah. I mean, and even going back to, what you were saying about Weto, I could totally see it happen with that, actually combining both of your predictions. Mm-hmm. Where it does become Camila and Weto kind of building that alliance because Weto has kind of gone through all these different events like Teresa did in season one of just building up his trust with Camila.
Right.
Yeah. Because remember, Camila did put Teresa in all these situations where she could have been killed like every single time, even within that first episode where she had to swallow
all the packets.
All the little packets of Coke. Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like these two could come true big time.
Predictions.
I definitely see them. Yeah, and I my prediction. Or Candace, do you have a separate one besides the Weto thing?
No, I think I've kind of touched on a little bit of everybody already. Okay. So,
yeah, awesome. Mine is with Isabella again. Mm-hmm. I see her character just like you said. Her character development is so strong. Mm-hmm. She's gonna rise up, and I feel like she will be that Narcos princesa when she comes to realize that. Right. This is my family. Yeah. This is the life I'm stuck in. So better own it and become the powerful woman that I see my mother becoming.
Mm-hmm. And if she's smart, I think Isabella should use her front that she has as the cute little, like, innocence. I don't do anything wrong. Yeah, the innocence. If she keeps her innocence, she's gold.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because she's a gorgeous girl and she can manipulate her power that way versus, like, she doesn't have to necessarily walk in and be like, oomph, I'm here.
Right.
She can also be the one, oh, hi, and doing all this, and then like, no, don't mess with me.
Gotcha.
Do you know who I'm playing with? I got two parents. Yep, I'm winning.
Yes, I can see that.
Man.
Yeah, I would love that.
I think she would be like, she would be a snake.
Right.
She could be so powerful within all of it.
Yeah,
I think.
And she has, I feel like Sandy does a good job of playing her, which she does, even though we see a lot of expressions within Isabella, more than words.
Yeah.
Especially when they're playing the song, when she's talking to her mom, the camera always pans back to her and her expressions, and that's something that those expressions could change to become that evil smile, like the Black Cortez.
Yeah. And it did, I mean, going back a little bit to the episode, not predictions, but it broke my heart when Epifanio started, I think he started crying on the way home. And maybe it was just me, but like he was riding home with Isabella and put his hand on hers and she pulls it out. And he literally like goes like this and like looks out the window. And anytime I see a grown man like cry like that, I just want to sob and like hold them. So I just feel like maybe I was wrong. Maybe he was just like holding it in, but I could have sworn he was like crying and didn't want her to see.
I hope what you're saying is right, because that would add so much more. We've seen the weak side of Camila. We haven't really seen the weak side of Epifanio.
Well, I mean, that's his little girl. Mm-hmm.
Right, that is
like,
his weak side.
He even said, like, I just want my daughter to be proud of me.
Right.
And I think that's what any, like, father or mother wants is that their children are proud of them and will like continue on their legacy and like the
continue
fact that she
look at them as a hero.
Yeah. Know? Anger is one thing, but disappointment, it just guts you. I feel like her being disappointed in him is even the reason why he was like, I don't want to ever hear that song again. Because he saw that.
Like
on
he's
her
a failure,
face.
You know? A failure at life.
He did that does play into the conversation though that he had with her at the beginning of the episode about how he just wants her to be proud of him.
Yep.
Right. So I can see that. I hope I'm gonna go back and watch that because I hope that's right.
Right.
Let's see. We have back in Emily and Russell, very faithful. Followers.
You guys are awesome. I love all the people that tune in and all the people that tuned in last week too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's great. Emily's asking. So did she really give her trust to Teresa? I'm thinking.
Are we talking about
Camila? Yeah.
So
I want to say.
I think yes.
No, I think they're
yes,
saying that Camila
but it's limited.
Gave yeah.
But it's limited.
Of course, everything's yeah. always limited mm-hmm. for her. I mm-hmm. think, again, like if James ever betrayed her, it would be the same thing.
Oh, she'd kill him in an instant.
Yeah, exactly. So I think she has as much trust as she possibly can ever like get.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. There's yeah, only
she's
there's
never
going to
fully trust anybody. Mm-hmm. That's probably like a rule of the game. Like
she doesn't even trust her own husband.
100%
no.
trust anybody.
You know what I'd like yeah. to see is Teresa. We're going back to your prediction because I like it. Let's ready? See. So, Teresa, James, and Pote versus Camila and Güero.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I like that. You know that'd be good. Yeah. Be good. Write us if you want to take that.
Hey, yeah, writers, if you're listening, can you like do a little favor for us and slip that in there?
Right,
please, thanks. Because that would be the that would be so much drama.
It would be.
I would,
yeah,
because
Camila
watching,
just
like,
swears
the whole
by
time.
Them both, mm-hmm. and it's just like when they both turn on you, wow.
That'd be intense. And right. then I want, because I really want to see Camila fall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think she's going to. It's just yeah, a matter of time.
I just want to yeah. see it already.
Her weakness is coming. You can see it in her eyes, too. Like, when she's like, this is our last chance. Like, this right. is the only way to come back.
Right.
Like, you realize that she's scared out of her mind.
Right. Everything is failing.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's working out.
What about King? Like, King hasn't been back for a while. King George?
King George!
He hasn't yeah. been back in a while. Like, what's he doing?
They'll bring
him
back.
They have an alliance,
yeah.
I'm sure, but...
We just need to see... I feel like now that this hasn't worked, maybe
go
next episode, he'll have something to do with, like, the Bolivia thing, or if the Bolivia thing falls through, that's when George will come into
yeah.
play.
Okay, I can see that, yeah, mm-hmm. after Bolivia doesn't fall through.
Yeah. Bolivia was kind of random, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody in the chat said Bolivia reminded them of...
Scarface. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it if the show is pulling from, like, Scarface.
Yeah,
I
all
even,
the drug cartel.
Yeah, yeah. I started watching... Sorry, guys. We've kind of gone off predictions, yeah. but we're just talking freely now. I started watching Narcos.
Okay.
Just
I haven't
kinda,
seen it.
Because
yeah.
I felt like there was... People kept saying there's so many similarities, so many things. And John Michael Ecker is actually in Narcos mm-hmm. within the first two episodes.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't watched more than two episodes, but he plays a very important role in that.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. I was like, dang, he only in the drug cartel
right.
shows.
They probably
going
saw
on.
His performance
yeah.
and said, that's what we
need. There's a lot of drug cartel shows right now, like mm-hmm. Narcos, Queen of the South, another one's coming out.
Right.
Snowfall.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
saw a preview watching Queen of the South, so mm-hmm. that's another one. So it's just like... There's a popularity going
yeah,
on
going
right
through.
Now.
And it's all cocaine.
Right? It's all cocaine.
Like, that, only that drug. Not that I know many drugs. Hi, Mom. no, I promise I don't. I'm total. Yeah. That was a
she
joke.
She doesn't know any drugs.
That was a really bad joke. I should never make
I
that
I love
again.
You. That was adorable. Hi, Mom. Sorry. I know you're watching.
Hey. Anyways, I feel like that's covered pretty much everything. Predictions. Yeah. Any last predictions you guys have to throw in there?
No. Not really.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I just love the show so much. I say that every week, but, like,
right.
I'd love to get some more of the stars on
yeah.
here. It was so much fun having Sandy and Rosie in the studio last week. They were great. Like,
right.
great commentary. It was amazing.
So much
so,
fun.
So energy. Much fun. And I just really want to have, like, more of them on board. So,
right.
if you're out there, guys... Come on over and have a conversation with us.
Seriously, please sit here. We won't be weird. I know we said like a lot of jokes about like the guys on the show last week,
right.
but I swear
you're
we're very out. Professional.
Yes.
But yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you weren't in the chat and you still want to contribute to the conversation, go ahead, go on the comments, you know, leave us your predictions, leave us your reactions to what happened in the episode. And you can also listen to us while you're driving in your car. You can podcast us through iTunes, through Stitcher, pretty much anywhere that you can find a podcast. And if you're at home, just watch it on the big screen on YouTube with that Apple TV. No, we're not sponsored by Apple TV. That's just my own thing.
Right.
Anyways, guys, my name is Leslie Ambrose. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
Yes, and I would say give us 5 stars on iTunes if you can, if you would, please. But I'm Mo, and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And I'm going to add to that, go like and subscribe to this. I always like going and liking all of our videos, so okay. please go ahead and do that. You guys are awesome. Again, my name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
See you guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.